Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown, out there on the edge of the prairie. It's been warm for us, what we would consider warm, temperatures in the 70s and sunny, sort of like New Orleans, but with essential differences, don't you know? We're just not as syncopated as people down here, don't even try to be. It was odd that New Orleans was mentioned on Sunday morning in the Lutheran Church in the cycle of prayer. We prayed for a church in Africa, and we prayed for the President of the United States, and we prayed for St. Olaf Lutheran Church in New Orleans. Well, Africa we could understand, and the President surely, but St. Olaf Church, Lutheran Church in New Orleans, what did they need that we should be praying for, we were wondering. It just went through people's minds, and it was very dramatic, because the moment St. Olaf Lutheran Church of New Orleans was mentioned, there was a bird that flew in the door. The door was open, and the bird flew around three times and then flew out, which everybody noticed. It was very significant and very impressive, which meant that nobody ever said anything about it, which is how we deal with profound things in Lake Wobegon. New Orleans, my goodness. It's that time of year. Roger and Cindy Headland were up at their family cabin on Lake Winnebogoshish, and they were cleaning out their cabin, all of their stuff, and sweeping out and closed up the holes that the mice come in, and they were tossing a tennis ball out into the brush for their big black lab, Oscar, to chase, and they were putting boards up on the screen windows. And then Cindy said, "How about just one more hand of cribbage?" So Roger made himself a whiskey and soda, and he poured a glass of Chablis for Cindy, and they sat down at the oilcloth table where they'd sat so many years since they were a young couple at their lake cabin, and they played a couple hands of cribbage. And Cindy said, "You remember when the girls used to like to play cribbage with us?" "Well, he did. They think about the girls all the time, but they never talk about them. Because what can you say? The girls went off and they married, and they were sort of swallowed up by the families, their in-laws that they married, Martha and Kathy. Martha moved to California, Kathy to Maine. Martha married into this family of old hippies who had earned a lot of money raising marijuana, and then they switched over to lavender and raised that as a crop. All bright people, musicians, and all artistic and smart. They could do the New York Times crossword in half an hour or less. And she just got so fascinated by her in-laws that she hardly ever comes home, and then only under duress. Kathy moved off to Maine, and she married into a devout Catholic family lobsterman, and this indifferent Lutheran girl became a very passionate Catholic. And she had an unfortunate phone conversation with her mother and father years ago, in which they said more than they wanted to say. And it started to be about abortion, but then it was about everything. And they haven't spoken since, 11 years. 11 years. They thought about the girls. Their lake cabin is kind of a family museum, and it's full of the girls' handiwork from Bible camp and pictures of them when they were little kids and their books that the girls used to read. And now the girls are gone. The family is gone, and it's just Roger and Cindy. They're back to being just the two of them. Roger may sell off the farm in the spring. He's talked about it. And if he does, ever since Sunday morning and that prayer, he's thought about maybe moving to New Orleans. He doesn't talk to Cindy about it yet. It's too soon to bring that up. But he's interested in leaving because this town of Lake Wobegon for them now is all about the past, and it's time to move on and to face the future. Mavis broke up completely with Vern this last week. She tried to break up with him weeks ago because she knew that he had been married three times and didn't just have that one wife that he has told her about, two lonely people in their 70s who've been dating a little bit. He begged and he apologized and he sent her flowers and he sent her candy and he wanted to see her again. And finally, she had a conversation with him on the phone in which she used language that she had never used before in her life. She had been storing this up all these years, and he was shocked, and he hung up, and he has not called back. That was the end of it, thank God. She has lost 15 pounds, and now she's down to 130, and she'd like to lose 15 more, and she's thinking that she might like to leave town. She's just thought that since last Sunday, actually. Ralph of Ralph's Pretty Good Grocery introduced her to his cousin Rodney, and he's a very nice man, but she's not attracted to him. And when he put his hand on her shoulder, she sort of recoiled as if a raccoon had crawled into her lap. So she's thinking ever since Sunday about New Orleans. She came here once with her late husband, Bob. He hated the city. She loved the city. It just was a place where you walked down the street and you felt like you had friends who were waiting for you around the next corner. She misses Bob because in the winter, he would let her put her cold feet up between his big calves and she could warm up that way. But you wouldn't really need somebody like that in New Orleans. And so she could think about moving down here. It was just a thought. It just had to do with that prayer. You know, maybe that's what the prayer was about, was a prayer asking more Lutherans to come to New Orleans and to join St. Olaf Lutheran Church. What do they wear at St. Olaf Lutheran Church in New Orleans? What do they wear? Beads, costumes, masks? Possible. It was Confirmation Sunday at Lake Wobegon Lutheran. Pastor Liz had postponed it from last spring because the children were not ready to be confirmed in the faith. Their faith was still in formation. So the church was full of relatives on Sunday. And it was a rainy, chilly day in Lake Wobegon. And we all sang, yes, we will gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. And the combination of the beautiful river and the saints and the prayer for St. Olaf Lutheran Church of New Orleans made a whole lot of people think about New Orleans. Maybe it is the answer to prayer. Maybe our people took the wrong road when they landed up there on the northern plains. People asked Liz afterward, they said, well, what are we praying for those people down at St. Olaf Lutheran Church in New Orleans? She said, well, their numbers are diminishing. Well, everybody's numbers are diminishing, for heaven's sake. And when you get to be 70 years old, your number is diminishing fast. That's no big problem. Pastor Liz went down to Minneapolis on Monday. She went down to visit some old friends from seminary days, and they had recommended a masseuse. She went in to see this masseuse, whose name was Nicole, and was really lovely. She needed a massage, and Nicole was a terrific therapist. She found out what Liz does for a living, and she said, well, she says, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual, which is the sort of thing that Liz doesn't really go for. It just seems like being spiritual is the worship of sunsets. That's about it. And it just evades all the really interesting questions. But it was a beautiful, beautiful massage. It was just absolutely great. And it made Liz feel like she was 19 again. Not that 19 was a great age for her. It was not. It was terrible. It was the combination of ignorance and arrogance. It's a very bad combination. But it gave her the feeling that she was 19 and now she could go back and live that year over again. And if you were going to relive the year you were 19, where would you go to relive it? New Orleans, of course you would. It was a lovely massage. There was a healing dog named Harold who lay on the massage table next to her, and she smelled of lavender afterward, which, going back to Lake Wobegon, she had to explain to people why she smelled of lavender. But if you lived in New Orleans, you'd never have to explain anything. Smell of lavender, smell of sassafras, whatever you want to smell like, it'd be just fine with them. Well, it's fall in Lake Wobegon, and the leaves are falling to the ground, and the robins know what's coming, and the robins are migrating down to the south, and people are out taking a walk as the leaves are coming down, maybe their last walk before they have to wear a big parka. And nobody in New Orleans is thinking about moving to Lake Wobegon. But that's okay. That's okay. We didn't expect you to. If you did move down there, then you would be our responsibility, and we'd have to deal with that, and it just would be too much for all of us. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, and all the children are above average.